podcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome to the show, everybody. How's it going?
Fabulous.
Wonderful. I have my fresh bong water, hemp ale, brought back from Montana. Montana only. Drinking it tonight on the podcast.
So it's actually called bong water?
It's called fresh bong water.
Yeah, that's what the lips
say. Fresh. I'm sorry. The fresh makes all the difference.
So you don't want stale bong water. I mean, that's just gross.
I really don't. I mean, that's really like a total difference in flavor between fresh and old.
So it's funny that you should mention that because it was inspired by a beer at a different bar in Missoula, Montana, that's called Old Bong Water Porter. And this fresh bong water is like a lighter.
So essentially they were like, hold my beer. I got to update this bong water.
So wait, there are multiple bong water in the bong water series. Now, Porter, I could get behind that. That sounds pretty delicious, even though it's old.
Yes, with an E though, so I feel like it's fancy old.
Ye old right. Porter.
I contradict myself between like, old bong water sounds disgusting. Wait, what do you say about a porter?
Add that porter on there and you're good to go.
Yeah, it changes the whole story.
Seriously. Well, cool, cool. Nice. Oh, I forgot to mention that this is season 3, episode 7, number 97. We're recording this on the 7th of the month. It's the lucky number 7 episode, guys.
That's right.
Coming up sevens.
Wow.
Everything.
Nicely done, us.
Seven. I actually, okay, so I was trying to figure out this morning when our 100th episode would be, and then I was like, just out of curiosity, let me just count out the rest of the year until we would hypothetically do like our season 3 finale episode.
And?
Well, you're just going to have to wait.
What did you discover?
You're going to have to wait and see for the happy conclusion, but I was like super into it, which I know makes me a huge loser.
I'm intrigued.
I figured out, though, how many episodes we have to do, when we can, how many breaks we can take in order to continue the trend of 45 episodes a season.
I do like that, but it is a lot of pressure, too.
It's a lot of pressure, which is why, because I was thinking about that and I was feeling a little bit anxious, like, oh my God, can we keep it up or not? And then
that's what she said.
That's why I actually counted it out. I was like, okay, if I can come up with a plan for what we have to do.
A production schedule, if you will.
Yes.
But that's what's so crazy schedule. About the first time or the second time, if you will, because
we didn't plan it.
We didn't plan it.
No. It just worked out that way.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
So
maybe that is the goal, that if we don't try too hard and just let the universe take over.
True.
Then 45 will come to us.
But it's also a really terrible number.
No, we're taking it back. Remember? We're reclaiming it.
We're reclaiming 45. All right. Wow. I just got there.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Alrighty then. Well, I did figure though, because so full disclosure, we're probably not doing The Handmaid's Tale next week. We're probably going to take the week off, which actually kind of works because then we are right on track for our 100th episode to be either the. Depending on when we do Handmaid's Tale, we'll still do a double episode that week, like two. But like then we're good for either the last week of August or the first week in September, which would make it either way like a Labor Day party.
Yeah.
Nice.
Though I believe that if we do record it on Tuesday, September 4th, that would also be Beyonce's birthday. And that's a pretty badass day to celebrate something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please don't ask me why I know that off the top of my head.
Birthday party.
Yeah.
A bay day party.
A bay day party for our 100th episode.
I like it.
We'll see. We'll workshop it. Anyways. So what's up, guys? That was probably the most exciting 5 minutes that we've ever spent talking on this show because it's all about numbers and I loved it.
Numbers and bong water.
Scheduling.
That's right. Old and new.
Just stale.
Yep, old and new.
Yeah. Oh, before I forget, because I don't really have a whole lot to talk about this week, but I had a story that Zach from about Zach in the car yesterday morning. So Zach is sick and he had to come to work with me because I had to get my laptop and I had a couple of things that I had to get out in the mail yesterday morning. So he had to come to work with me. And we're, you know, we dropped Alex off at daycare. And then, you know, I was like, okay, Zach, like you have, you're going to be, because Zach gets kind of shy and will not want to like talk to anybody at my office. And if somebody, like, there was one time where I was on the phone call with the Secretary of State's office and my boss took Zach, who was like kind of getting fussy, out of the room so I could focus on this conversation. And he was in the conference room three doors down screeching so loudly that he had been taken away from me that it was not okay. And it was so embarrassing because I was, you know, apologizing profusely to the people I was on the phone with. I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Family separation is bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Apparently. So anyway, I was like, okay, please behave. Like, I need you to not throw a fit. You can watch Paw Patrol on the iPad. Like, you're going to, when you go in, I need you to say hi to my coworkers. So can you be smiley and friendly and say, hi, Miss Shala. Hi, Miss Stephanie. Hi, Miss Sarah. And he goes, what about Miss Shandy?
What?
he thought I was taking him to do the podcast with me.
That's so sad. What a letdown.
So wait, if he thought he was doing the podcast, then why'd he just ask for a Shandy?
Well, because I think he was getting to you and I shut him down real quick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My fragile ego has been restored.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Don't take it personally. Because he still remembers how you came to stay with us both years.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
I like that, like, he remembers who we are and, like, remembers us.
Yep.
So, you know, awesome. Yeah. It's very impressive and very sweet.
It was really sweet.
Miss Shandy. Yeah. But he doesn't have to call me Miss unless he wants to.
Well,
he can do whatever he wants.
That's such a nice ring to it, though, Miss Shandy.
I feel like I had a whole conversation one time with maybe Nick about that because a student called me Miss Shandy. Yeah. And I was like, no, no, no.
Mm.
He was like, he's probably from the South. And I was like, okay, but still, no. Sorry.
I know. I don't really do the Miss thing, but at my office, my boss does the Miss thing with her kids. So I kind of, I feel like awkward. Like I have to at least do it at work because.
And it's the culture. Yeah.
Yeah. Even though she's from Pennsylvania, but.
Well, okay.
She's then assimilated.
Yeah. Still. And I, you know, he might not have even said Miss Shandy. He might have said just, what about Shandy?
Well, that's really cute.
It was cute. How are you guys doing?
Good. I have a throwback to New Year's resolutions, December of season one, whatever episode that would have been. One of my New Year's resolutions for 2017, which I never did, was to get into meditation.
Yes.
And I will have you know that on Saturday I went to a meditation class.
Oh, yay!
Oh, do tell. Yeah. How did it go?
It was awesome. So they're like offering them for free at work. It's a series of 8 classes for like 8 Saturdays. And there was like a little bit of accountability because you were supposed to like email to reserve your spot. So I was like, okay, I'll email and then I'll feel like I have to go. Like, and it's great because it's Saturday. They did it once before, but it was like during the weekday, like after work. And it's just like, who wants to, you know, when you've been at work all day, who wants to stay at work for another hour?
Right.
And then you have to bring like different clothes and it's just a whole mess. So this is Saturday morning. Not too early, not too late. And I went, and the woman who does it, like, she works there, but she's super interesting. She's from Taiwan and has been doing, like, this specific type of meditation practice since 1994.
Wow.
Yeah, and has taught before, like, in the Bay Area and stuff. So, like,
so she's
I felt like
it.
She's a really good teacher, and there's, like, a lot to learn, and she's just really nice, and she, like, emailed us some tips, and we're supposed to be practicing every day, and... so it was good. And it was like 1 hour and 10 minutes. Of course, we were not like meditating the whole time. But again, she was a really good teacher. So she rolled it out in chunks. And kept us engaged and all that kind of stuff. And I'm excited to go back on Saturday.
Yay!
Nice. That's awesome.
I'm jealous. Yeah. I was good about like fake meditating for a little while, but it's hard to keep it up. That's what she said.
Yeah. Yes, which is why I'm so glad and thankful also that it's a series of 8 classes, because I feel like after 2 months, maybe I will have developed the habit and then also will have learned enough to feel like I can continue sort of on my own.
They have good apps on the iPhone too, because my aunt uses one.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Or it's in learning that way, I would imagine I don't know if there's different types of meditation or philosophies of it, but I feel like having a actual physical teacher, you probably will.
Yeah.
Learn more about what philosophies you gravitate towards and why. Yeah. I think that's really cool.
It was pretty great. A really fun way to start the weekend. And then on Sunday, it was the 20th anniversary of The Big Lebowski, so I went to a White Russian party.
Okay, I saw that. I was wondering.
Yeah. So shout out to Paul, who's hopefully listening to this. This is a friend who, we've sort of been, in each other's circles for a couple of years, but have never really hung out very much. But anyway, he invited us to a White Russian party, and we finally went. And then went to the movie afterwards because they were showing it at one of the theaters. So that was really fun. And then we were just texting and I mentioned the podcast. And he was like, oh, I'll listen to an episode tomorrow and we'll see. So we'll see if he gets to – that will be the one that we recorded last. So we'll see if he gets to this one.
Cool. Well, tell him not to do the one that we recorded last, because I hated myself on it. I talked a lot, and I was – when I re-listened to it, I was like, Colleen, why do people – it was not good. The episode was fine. I was not good. I was like, why do people listen to you talk?
Well, because you can make a story out of anything. That's a skill. Yeah. That's a real skill.
Yeah, it's also why that people someone hate else me. Would
think, no, oh, it's like, it's a, I think some of that might be jealousy. That it's kind of, it's a real skill to be able to take just a mundane slice of life moment and make it a really interesting and funny story.
Well, anybody can do that. You just throw a couple of poop jokes in there, and it's great.
Yeah.
There's the secret.
To a fart? No, there you go. We're off to the races.
Evan's a fart.
You should have him listen to the Polyanimalist one, because that is my recent favorite. I'm looking at our list right now.
Okay. I will tell him.
Or keep it Civil War, because that's also.
I just love that pun.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a good pun.
Oh my God. I have a turtle update.
Oh my God.
Mikey's a girl.
I do like the name Mikey for a girl. Could be short for Michaela.
Yeah. Well, that's
Michelangelo.
Yeah. Michaela Angelo.
Michaela Angelo. It didn't have enough vowels in it before. Now it's got all the vowels.
Exactly. We're pretty sure
and
because
how do you know this?
Mikey's shell started changing. And I guess according to Jay, one of the ways you can tell male versus female, because don't forget Mikey is in adolescence now. One of the ways that you can tell, I think, is based on the shape and the whatever of the shell. I don't know. I didn't actually read about it. Jay did and then told me. I probably should have. But
our resident turtle expert.
Turtle expert. But Mikey's shell started changing, and Jay was like, I think Mikey might be a female turtle. So cheers.
Well,
girls roll.
It's always good to have another lady on board. Exactly. So,
For those of you listening, we all just took a sip of our drinks.
We really did just cheers. That was great.
And I'm done.
All right.
Nice. Cool story.
Cool story, bro. I know.
Yeah. So this weekend I went to New Jersey. I went to visit one of my old college housemates.
The one that made me the fake ID?
Yes, that one. She just had her second kid like 2 months or so ago. So me and one of my other housemates went down to visit and meet the baby and hang out and just have girl time. It's always fun to kind of get out of the city for a little bit and like hang out with real adults. So I always kind of feel like I'm in this, you know, never, never land existence in New York. And it's kind of like, oh, yeah, people our age own things and are responsible for tiny humans. And not only
it's a strange world.
renovating those things that they own and like adding on to those things that they own and making it their own. So it's, yeah. Yeah, not to like compare myself, because, you know, my path is different and that's totally fine. Well, and I'm happy where I'm at. But it is interesting to see the sort of scope of where one
lives. I would say that it's the city life versus the suburb life is very different. And then when you take the city life versus the suburb life in different parts of the country, it's also very different. Because
even more different, yeah.
I don't know. I would say that more people that don't live in the tri-state area that I know own their own houses, and that's like the South or the Midwest or whatever. But then you get like the coasts, the California and the Long Island people. And I would say that more than 50% of the people I know that live in California or like Long Island or whatever rent still. And then you got the city. Yeah.
Possible to own. Shandy, I'm sure you probably see that in Monterey, but just the prices to own things is like absolutely absurd. It's like almost demoralizing to the point where it's like, it just seems so unattainable of like what you need to pay for like a 2-bedroom apartment.
And you're exactly.
Like, that's not even a full house. And like that might, you know, that's not even a sustainable amount of space, like if you want to have a family or you know, just I don't know, have space.
Jay always says that if they ever offered him to transfer to the Bay Area, they would up his pay. It would be like a pay increase of like say 25%, and he's always like, it'd have to be like a pay raise of like 90% for me to have
right, because you go from being comfortable to being scraping by.
Yeah, exactly. If we moved out there, I probably wouldn't be working because we couldn't afford to have children and take care.
So. Right.
Yeah.
Well, and that's also the fear in New York. Like I know a lot of people that they just one of the partners in the couple quit their job because literally their entire salary would basically go to child care. And it's like, if you don't love your career, like, is that worth it? And it's like,
I mean, but that too, like the cost of child care in general in the US.
Oh, it is insane. I don't want to get derailed too much on that, but it is insane. And all of my paycheck, when Zach starts to go to full time, because he's been going Monday, Wednesday, Friday since Alex was born. But when he goes full time, because he'll be in pre-K, the price drops significantly. But the infant room is still over $1,500 a month. So we will pay more for both of them to go to daycare or to be there than what our mortgage will be. So, yeah.
Holy
so it's
shit.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. And
so when people say they can't afford to have children, like it's not a gross exaggeration, and that's really unfortunate that like that's the reason why you don't have a family, because you have to work and childcare is too expensive. It's like that's really terrible.
No, it is. It is, but whatever. There's so many snarky things I could say right now, but I'm not going to, because we're going to talk about happy things. Amanda, tell me something happy that you did this weekend. Did you cuddle a cute baby?
I did cuddle a cute baby.
Yay, Snugs.
Yeah. She was a real gassy little girl, too. She was not afraid to let her rip.
Ah, girl, like, after my own heart.
I was like, girl, you better, keep that throughout your life. That kind of chutzpah is going to get you far.
What's her name?
Nora.
Oh, pretty name.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, I thought that was a really nice name. But yeah, and then on the way back on Sunday was like such a beast. NJ Transit, like the train I was going to take got canceled. So I was sitting there in the heat for like an hour for the next train. And it was,
oh God.
It was just like every leg of the trip was
Because it was hella hot in New York this weekend, right?
It was, I believe by the time I finally got to my apartment in Brooklyn at like 4:30, when I was supposed to be back in Brooklyn by like 2. I believe it was 91, but felt like 97.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, it was pretty close. And it's like, I needed to go for a run because I bought my new running shoes and this was going to be my first opportunity to break them in. And I was like, I've been such a fatty butter pants lately. I just like want to get back into a routine. And so I waited till like the last possible moment of daylight to go out at like 7 or something. And it was still like maybe just below 90. Like it was brutal. That's it was crazy. Really tough this weekend.
It gets hotter the later in the day here. So, which is always, it's so different than New York because I'm so ingrained to like, you know, you can't go out at noon because it's the hottest part of the day. And now here it's like, go out at noon because if you get to 5 o'clock after work, you're going to suffer and suffocate and die.
It's just going to get worse from here.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's been bad all week. Like it's raining right now and kind of heat lightning. So hopefully it'll not be so bad tomorrow.
Yeah.
But this is just the world we live in now.
Cool. I have a question for our listeners out there. This is in the vein of exercising. So I had my like checkup with my final checkup with my OBGYN last week. And now, you know, I'm cleared for the next year or whatever. And I finally remembered to ask her about my abs because I, you know, I have the like pooch on the one. So I have the pooch, but it's like bigger on one side. So it's kind of like funky looking. And when I, you know, jiggle or move around or whatever, I can feel that they're still not attached properly. Like I can, you know, it's not painful. It was painful up until about maybe a month and a half ago when it stopped being painful. But I finally remember to ask her and, she told me to get one of those like waist training things for working out because it will facilitate. Because I was like, I really want to go back to Pure Barre, but I know that crunches and stuff are bad when you have this because it makes it worse. So she wrote down a couple of names of like the waist trainers and she was like, she's like, you can use it to lose weight if you want, but the primary reason I want you to use it is to put it on when you exercise and it will hold everything in so it'll facilitate it to not like, you know, be worse. So she recommended the J-Sculpt and the something Angel one. I have them written upstairs, but those are both kind of expensive and they also take like 6 weeks to ship out. So if anybody out there can recommend one that I could just use for working out primarily so I could go back to Pure Barre because I miss it. if you guys could just like, you know, write in. Again, this is like the same one I asked about the IUD advice. I won't read it on air if you don't want me to. But I really am looking for a good recommendation for a fitness waist thingy so I can, you know.
Waist brace?
Waist brace. Oh my God, I need a waist brace. You're right. So,
so now I know it holds it in, so it prevents it from getting worse, but does it also like facilitate them like growing back together? Or if like they're ripped, they're always going to be ripped.
So the way she put it is that I can't, so she said if you want to do it for exercise, that's for support. If you want to wear it more, that will help them to grow back together. But you know, I had talked to her in the capacity of like working out. That's why she wrote down a couple of them for me and told me to check them out. So I started to read the reviews online and the reviews for some of the ones on Amazon said that like they're noticeable under your shirt. So if you're working out, you need to like wear looser clothing, which I don't really want to do at Pure Barre. Like, you know what I mean? So
or just own it.
Or
like,
just give zero fucks.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
I have ripped abs. I have birthed 2 children. Like, that's if this true. Offends you, like, deal with it.
I am a zero fucks giving kind of person.
Not mine. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, if anybody has any suggestions, yeah. But she was so funny, though. She was like, girl, I got you. I still wear the J-Sculpt one, and it's great. So that's the one I checked out first, but I was like, oh, $60, and if I order it today, it won't ship out until September 1st. That still means another month that I have to wait. So,
wow, why do they take so long? Are they, like, custom-made? Like, what?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I just went like to their shipping things, and there's actually like a schedule, a shipping schedule for the whole year. So it's like if you order between, wow, like, you know, jeez, it's between like July 26th and August 10th, it ships out on September 1st. So yeah, I was like, oh, well, that's not a long time. So if people out there are telling me that's the one to go with, then I'll go with that and I'll wait. But if there is something that is available for 2-day shipping on Amazon, hit me up, thebroadcasters3@gmail.com.
Well, nice. I hope you get your something, waist brace and back to Pure Bar soon.
Me too. Because I may have already bought a class pack that expires in 60 days, so I got to get on it. I was very ambitious. Anyway, does anybody
or else? You get like a cheap, get like a cheap brace just to see if you like how it feels.
Well, all the ones on Amazon are way expensive. The ones on Amazon are way cheaper, so I'm not opposed to trying one of those. But then again, I don't want to like wear it for a week and sweat in it and then return it. Like, it's one thing to like, know what I mean? It's one thing to like get that. It.
Lord knows we would never suggest such a thing.
Right, I was not suggesting that.
But no, like, not even for that purpose.
I was just
like,
suggesting wasting your money and buying two.
Well, okay, yeah. But I might buy two, try it on, and then, like, you know, see which one works. But if there's recommendations, I'd rather just go with that. I'll trust you guys. Anyway, somebody else share something, and then I have a feminist thing.
Ooh.
But it would be, it's not a story. It would be in the spirit of moving on, and I don't want to cut anybody off, because I talk a lot. It is, you know.
Yeah, meditation, Big Lebowski, like, that's pretty much it. Done. Boom.
Yeah. Kind of the same. It's hot.
Holler. It is hot. All right. So, one, a friend of the podcast, Melody Simpson. She's a female author. I have known her since, oh my God, the days of the Lost podcast. She's an awesome woman. And she recently posted on Facebook this status update. So I was recently invited to write a short story for an indie feminist horror anthology, and my heart stopped for a few seconds because I'm a huge fan of the authors editing it. She lists the authors. She said, I said yes immediately because I couldn't say no to the opportunity of working with these wildly talented women. Then I quickly panicked because I don't write horror, but I do eat, breathe, and sleep sci-fi. So I got to work and I whipped up a futuristic psychological horror. My New York is coming out. Horror.
Well, it depends. Are you talking about the film genre or the dance?
There's a dance? Oh, the horror. Only JP got that joke at first.
Yeah, that one's for you, JP.
So she wrote a horror, H-O-R-R-O-R short story that only featured.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you self-conscious.
I'm not self-conscious. Trust me.
I love the way you say it.
It's when I re-listen to these things that I get self-conscious. And I can edit that out. But I won't. It's really funny. I don't care. Okay. So, long story short, she's in this indie project for a anthology of all female authors. It's called Betty Bites Back, and it's coming in 2019.
I've heard of this.
You have. So there's a Kickstarter for it going around right now. The same authors or these same women have actually done another one called Among the Shadows. You can contribute any amount of money. Then she lists a whole bunch of authors, all women, who have contributed to this anthology called Betty Bites Back. The Kickstarter goes through the entire month of August. I am going to back it for sure right now. As of August 7th, they've only met $418 of their $2,000 goal, but there's still 24 days to go. And as with most Kickstarters, you know, they ramp up towards the end. I will post this in the show notes and in the Facebook page, because it seems like just looking down, there's the credentials of, and I'll share this in our Facebook chat, but the credentials of a lot of the women here, it's pretty awesome just if you take a look at it. But anyway.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. We'll have to check it out.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, check it out.
I've decided, and I think I've definitely stolen this idea. Probably, I know, Shandy, you've done it for a while. And I know Matt's broadcast summer reading list, but I have decided, because I'm almost done with this Hamilton book, I'm like 200 pages. And ooh, when I'm done, I am going to spend the next 12 months only reading female authors.
Yes.
Yay.
Cheers to that.
Yeah. So I'm pretty pumped. I already have like 4 books that so happen to be female centric books. So that's kind of what got me going. And, you know, it's just something that's been in the ether and we've talked about on end and could keep talking about, because I love talking about it, but I'm going to do it. So thanks guys for all the inspiration, and I'm super pumped. And I'm also super pumped to be done with this book.
Yay!
It's very interesting, but I'm done. I'm ready for something new.
Nice. I hear you.
Nice.
I keep meaning to, because I get so many of those books for free books from Comic-Con. I keep meaning to, because 4 years ago, the year I was pregnant with Zach, I did really good about reading a whole bunch of them. And then since then, I've just kind of been in a rut. So I want to go back to reading more of them, the ones by the female authors.
Nice. Yeah. We can all do it. It can be like kind of a book club, but not, because we're not reading the same books.
Totally. I almost read a book by a man. And then I was like, you know what? I'm on this streak. Like, I'm just going to keep riding it out. And yeah, I just finished the end of a trilogy, actually, that I had been reading too. And my next book is an Alice Walker book, which is, it's kind of like a trilogy that's not a trilogy. I don't know if you guys read The Color Purple or saw the movie.
I have read The Color Purple.
I have done both.
Okay. And then I also read The Temple of My Familiar, which is also great. And there's like some of the same characters. And there's this third book, which is called like The Possession of Joy or something. Wait, let me look it up. Anyway, and it's like Possessing the Secret of Joy. There we go. And it's again with like some of the same characters, I guess. So it's like sort of returning a little bit to that world.
Hey, does anybody know what's next? J.K. Rowling's next book under the Galbraith one is coming out?
Sometime in the fall, because my coworker turned me on to this like wholesale discount book website that's from the UK, and it must have just known me because that was like right front and center that you could pre-order that. So that's going to go on the list as well.
So yeah, sorry, Shani. I didn't mean to cut you off. If I didn't ask it then, I would have forgotten.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm
and then
bad
I just
that.
So I'm sorry.
I was done.
Oh, holy crap. It's called Lethal White, and it's coming out on September 18th.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm all in. That might be the next book I actually read realistically.
Well, that one could be a broadcast book club, because I'm going to read that too.
I am absolutely going to read that. So cool. Good times.
That's cool. Well, and I went ahead and I bought Trina Robbins.
Oh, yay!
So that's on the list.
And Cindy's going to be super happy to hear this.
Yeah. Yeah. Friend of the podcast, Trina Robbins. So yeah, her book, I think I'm going to do that probably third.
Cool.
Nice.
But yeah, it's sitting there.
I will make sure the next couple of books I read are all female authors, which is going to be great. Because again, I'm probably going to start with the Robert Galbraith book and then maybe not read another one until the next one comes out. But
that's going to be good. I'm so excited. I love that series.
Yeah. Anyway.
I still haven't read anything of hers that's not Harry Potter.
The Robert Galbraith stuff is a great place to start.
Yeah.
It's very different for her. I love them. Like, I think they're very dark and crime. And I mean, it is a male main character.
No, they have the female main character,
well,
too.
Yeah, and there's the sidekick that is
you
pretty
got your
awesome.
Girl Hermione.
Yeah, she's kind of a more...
Robin.
Yeah, a more nervous Hermione.
Hmm.
So like us, me and Amanda.
Yeah.
That's why we like
Robin
it so much. We relate.
I relate to Robin a lot.
Yeah.
All the way down to the hair. She's a redhead.
Nice.
Oh, it was national. Well, no. What was the thing that your mom posted, Amanda? Where redheads are like creatures
are
of magic.
Genetically superior.
Yes,
something.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I was going
those
with creatures
come
of magic.
Up every like you know couple of months. Someone posts something about like redheads are superheroes. Yes. Whatever, we get it. We're awesome.
Well, we are awesome, but usually in those lists, and maybe genetically superior is not the phrase that was used, but usually it's like supposed to be positive, but there's things about like they're more sensitive to pain, which, like, I'm not sure how that one's.
Not more sensitive. We just feel it differently. We actually apparently can tolerate more pain.
Well, then maybe it was that, and I'm just getting completely mixed around. Never mind.
That, I guess, well, this particular one, because I did read it. I'm sorry, Mama G. I did read it. least we not mince our words. I did read it. But it said, like, in a study that redheads shown to, like, withheld, like, 20% more pain than the average person or whatever.
I'm going to take its word for it and not, like, put this to the test, because this sounds like a terrible experiment to figure it out.
Well, there is stuff with, like, what is that called?
At the next meetup, we're going to stab you all and figure out.
No, but like, how much pain meds you need, or how, like, anesthesia.
That's true. That one is so true. Not that I've been under anesthesia in a while, but I feel like it would always take, like, an uncomfortably long time to feel the effects of it.
Cool. But not
like,
cool.
You know, only.
Well, yeah. Last time I had an anesthesiologist, her name was Dr. Gilmore, so.
That's right.
I don't remember much else.
Yeah. I was just really concentrating on, like, oh my God, my doctor is Mrs. Gilmore. Don't say anything when you're drunk from the anesthesia. Don't make a fool of yourself right after watching the whatever, how many ever years later.
Fun fact, Target seasons. Currently is selling Gilmore Girls t-shirts.
Oh, nice.
T-shirts. Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. The apartment. Do we want to talk about it?
Yeah.
I'm going to set a timer. We'll start with 5 minutes, and then at 5 minutes, check back in, which is always hit or miss with the editing, but whatever. We'll figure it out. We're just going to talk about the fucking apartment. Skip ahead and come back in a little while. Probably, like, I'm going to say 5 minutes, so that way, like, in 10 minutes, whatever. Anyway, fuck this.
If you hear the word Shirley MacLaine, keep going.
Yeah.
It is not like it's a new release.
Yeah, that's true. Spoiler alert from 50 years ago. Okay.
Right.
70 years ago, however long. I can't do
1960.
Math.
1960. It came out in 1960.
When I was in Montana, I was mentioning to them
it was 60 years ago. Sorry.
60 years ago. So that's like a lifetime ago. No, but when I was talking to some friends about the podcast that I did about Star Wars. And they're, like, into Star Wars. And I literally was like, but no spoilers. And they're like, dude.
Guess what? We've seen it.
You can't call no spoilers, like, this far later.
Oh, that's so cute. You called spoilers for A New Hope. Oh, my goodness.
That's actually amazing that, like, you weren't already spoiled. I feel like watching it later in life, it's more like seeing all those pop culture references and be like, oh, that's how that fits into the story. Like, oh, that's what that means.
I'm saying it right now. When you do Jedi, I want on.
Okay.
Okay.
But you talk to Matt. He's.
I'm saying it right. I'm talking to him right now. He's listening.
Wait, are you
to
guys
this.
Just doing the first trilogy? Or are you guys going to do the prequels too?
I mean, there's no solid plans, but I would be up for whatever.
I've never seen the prequels.
Mm! We should do the prequels and combine.
I think it'd be fun.
Okay, as somebody that's seen the prequels, maybe we shouldn't get that excited about watching the prequels. I'm just saying.
Mostly I'm excited about podcasting with you all.
That's true. That was more where I was going. I was like, oh,
we need to podcast with our fifth broadcaster.
Yep. Our fifth. Who's our fourth?
Jay.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's true. Duh.
Cool. Anyway, okay.
Anyway, the apartment.
Yeah, I hope nobody skipped yet, because I got news for you guys. You just wasted 3 minutes of your time.
There's Jedis in the apartment? What?
That's actually where George Lucas got the idea from. Okay, so yes, the apartment, or as I like to call it, Airbnb for booty calls. This was
I feel like we got like 5 minutes of even just like feedback about it. This is like a whole thing now.
Yeah, because Dan apparently was just like shilling out money for everybody to watch it.
Very generous.
Yes, but not us. We're women, independent women, and we paid our own way.
Yes, that's we right. did.
Anyway.
So, what did you guys think?
It was totally fucking different than I thought it was going to be.
So what did you think it was going to be?
I thought it was going to be about like two roommates that fell in love.
Huh.
Because all the descriptions said romantic comedy.
See, I had not so much as even read the genre of the movie, so I had literally zero preconceived notions. Although, isn't there another movie called The Apartment?
I don't know. Do two
or the room, the room.
The Room. Oh, the
Well,
Room.
Which is I don't think totally that's a different thing. That's also a shout out for JP as well. The Room.
Yeah, that's right.
I haven't seen that ever, but like,
you know,
that's
I,
weird.
Experience.
If you didn't like Children in Cages, you probably shouldn't watch The Room, right?
Okay.
Okay. Isn't that like based?
No, that's Room.
Just Room?
Just Room. The Room is the worst movie ever made. And it brands
itself.
Daniel
have an ongoing.
Yeah. Yeah. Room. It's like a Rocky Horror level, like cult classic.
Oh, The Room. That's a Tommy Wiseau movie.
The Tommy Wiseau movie.
Oh, okay. Yes. Sorry. So then what's the Brie Larson one? Just Room? Room? Okay. Well, then maybe we should watch The Room at some point, because I hear that that one's like really super worth it. Or the movie based on that. Okay. Anyway, sorry. Focus.
Yeah, Disaster Artist is funny.
Yeah. Okay. Apartment.
Yeah.
The Apartment. Okay. Focus. The Apartment.
I love, it's just like a good reminder that there is nothing new under the sun.
Yep.
I was surprised at, because I always thought, like, because isn't that the same era in which I Love Lucy couldn't share a bed? So that's kind of crazy to me that the whole movie is about Mad Men, but, like, taking place.
On.
Yeah, like, it's like Mad Men, but it's, like, taking place during that time. So, also, yeah. I know Jack Lemmon is the main character, and we're supposed to like him because he's so, like, earnest and, like, puppy dog, but I thought it was really indicative of where we are today, that at that time period, people were still like, I love you, lady in the elevator. We're going to get married.
Yes. I did have that thought. Like, what did he actually know about her apart from that they exchanged pleasantries in the elevator and she's really beautiful? But I just, I let it go because I enjoyed the ride.
Good.
That Christmas party. Like, you don't have Christmas parties like that at workplaces anymore.
No.
That was insane.
Yep. That was, you know, when the economy was doing well and pre-recession.
Just like drinking at work is not really a thing that's done very much in America, depending on where you work, to be fair. But no.
That's, well, I don't
Depends.
Know.
And like dancing on tables and
you know,
people making like out. People making out at
yeah,
the
no,
workplace.
No, that's not. That's
that was crazy. That was maybe more crazy than the drinking.
Yeah, no.
I think
right.
It depends on the industry.
Sure. Yes.
Okay, that's very true.
But like, just like your average.
I just made a joke about my industry in my head, and I can't say it out loud because I don't want to have to edit it out. So that's
just
where
cause.
I went.
Yeah.
I could probably make a joke about my industry too, but I don't want to say my industry on the podcast, so.
Great.
I heard your joke.
Creme de la creme right now.
I heard your joke about your industry in my head. I made it, and it was funny. It was.
No, but it was. I really liked it. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, I love this movie. It's on the AFI Top 100 films. I saw it once a long time ago, and it was just like great to revisit it. I always like the thing I always go back to is like, oh wow, Shirley MacLaine is so impossibly young and beautiful that like I really had only ever seen her in her later years as an actress. And to go back to like, this was like one of her first films and just to see like her command of the screen.
Yeah.
Like you're like, oh my God, she was a star from the jump.
Yeah. I was surprised. Okay, well, no, I was surprised about the plot, but I was more impressed at how many solid female characters were in there. Not that there was a lot of female lead characters, but just like, you know, there was a lot more women that had more prominent roles than I thought. And all the men in there were totally, there weren't that many redeeming qualities about any of them. Like,
yeah,
they were dogs through and through.
Well, and it's a male director, too. And it's like, you know, I think he was really ahead of his time. And just the film itself was really kind of ahead of its time. So I think that's sort of why it holds up so well.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of going somewhere that we weren't, that film wasn't really going at the time, I don't think.
Yeah. Like, it was definitely different than, you know, would have expected from that time period. Again, I thought it was about like two roommates that like got it on. So I was very surprised. What did you think about the attitude towards women in general, where a lot of the, because essentially with the exception of Jack Lemmon's character, it seemed like the other men on there just solely existed to chase tail and, you know, hide it from their wives.
Yeah, I think that was probably pretty accurate. I mean, it still feels pretty accurate today.
Yeah,
definitely. And I think that, like, certainly, like, the women were there to be the secretary and to do, like, those lower level jobs. Like, none of them were the executives. And so they were also sort of there to be just, like, it's almost like they're employed just so that the men in the office can have a piece on the side. But I also really liked that everyone, like, the women included, were sort of, like, aware of that and had fun in certain scenes, but also criticized it and were very, like, open about, like, yeah, this is what's happening and that's maybe not great.
They're well-rounded, flushed-out characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know how to play the game and where to enjoy it, but you also...
Yeah, it's...
They know what it was.
It's all fun mm-hmm. and games until the ex-mistress can't hold their alcohol.
Which is a lesson. I mean, I feel like, you know, don't shit where you eat.
Yeah, and let's be fair.
Nothing else.
Let's be fair. That one would have been me. Well, drunk and loudmouth, yes.
The real mistake he made was firing her. Because,
well, today, yeah. She would have been the millionaire that owned the building after that.
Very true, but still, like, she had a certain power, even at that time. Like, don't fuck with her. She'll go tell your wife, like, when she has nothing left to lose.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was interesting. Like, that was the point of the movie where I was like, where is this going to go? Because, like, I know that, like, this kind of movie, like, we're supposed to want these two characters to end up together, and, like, it's like a comedy, so they're going to end up together. And yet, like, this asshole, now his wife left him. And so because of that, and only because of that, he's going back to the girl. And she's, like, cool with that, but because she doesn't know the real reason behind it. I kept looking at, like, how much of the movie was left. It was, like, not very much time for this to get resolved.
I know. Once I saw that, I was like, there's only 10 minutes left. What's going to happen?
Well, that's where you sort of see, like, an old-timey movie that, like, they don't, you know, like, that kind of stuff. It's like, right, get to the end, resolve it.
Yeah.
Which is funny because, like, what I like also about a movie like that is that it does take more time to just, like, delve into the characters and to have scenes that, like, you know, seemingly sometimes, like, they're just, like, sort of about these people's lives and what they're doing and, like, exploring them. And it's not, like, you know, necessarily the action-packed, fast-paced scenes that we're used to today. But then, like, at the end, then it was a reversal of, like, okay, we got 5 minutes to get these two together. There we go. And
yeah. Fire up.
Let me ask this question, actually. Do you think that the fact that this movie didn't do on it on a not-so-positive note, that this movie did not do much good for the whole nice guys will get the girl, they're entitled to it because the assholes won't win out. Which is, I think, you know, has come into part of the mainstream discussion nowadays, you know, where we've got the powerful men, of course, but we also have a faction of young men in society who believe that if they are, like, you know, nice guys, then they're deserving and entitled to the girl once, you know, she's been screwed over by the big, powerful male character. Am I making sense? I'm just trying to hit all bases.
You are. Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but at the end of the movie, she doesn't agree to anything. He tells her that he loves her, and she's just like,
shut up and deal.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, I'm here. That's not saying that, like, this is going to be a thing. You're just right.
She's like, I'm here.
I'm here and I'm taking my coat off and, like, we'll see where this goes.
So, like, here.
She's still well aware that she has the power and she's not going to hand it back.
That's a great point. That's a great point. And that I really like that. Thank you. Thank you for that. That just changed my mind on this.
Yeah, and I will say, like, there was a time, especially when I saw how much, how little time was left, there was a point where I was like, maybe this is really going to surprise me, and, like, the two characters that we're supposed to want to get together won't get together.
Yeah.
And that would be kind of fucking wonderful, and, like, the nice guy does the right thing for the right reasons, and it has nothing to do with the girl, and he, you know, is going to, like, go on this other path and, like, figure out who the fuck he is, and just, like, you know, and I was like, good for you! And so the fact that she comes back after that, I did like, if nothing else, that like she didn't even know that. So the two things were kind of disconnected and separate. And then like you were saying, Amanda, it's not necessarily what you think, like they didn't kiss at the end or anything. They just played cards. But I will say there did seem, at least to me, to be some evidence throughout the movie that he could have been fine with literally like being a good friend to her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Except it not going any farther, because like he was still kind of, you know, covering for his boss, not because it was his boss, but because he knew that she really loved him or whatever. And like,
yeah.
Oh, she really wanted her to stay and hang out just to make sure she was fine, but also because he wanted to like just like eat a meal with her and play cards and just like have fun and, you know, like things you do with friends, which you could also do with a partner. But it just seemed to me like he would have been kind of okay with, like, just being friends.
Yeah, I did.
Absolutely.
I found it really sad when he mentioned, like, how he had been so lonely and she had made him realize, you know, that he didn't have to be lonely. I was like, oh, that's really sad.
Yes, you can have friends.
Yeah, but yeah, and that's what you're right. I like how it was left ambiguous at the end that they could have just been friends, because I was a little bit uncomfortable with a lot of his, like, rhetoric about how like we're gonna be married and, you know, whatever. Yeah. Like, I
hold like, your horses.
Yeah, but then, you know, I guess that's the time period of that movie, so I won't you know, critique it so much. But anyway, I liked it. I give it 4 out of 5 stars.
Yeah. And I will say, like, I think that we're meant to assume that they get together and that they're a couple in the end, and that's fine, whatever, but it was nice that that's not actually how it finished.
Yes.
Yeah.
There wasn't some, like, you know, big kiss, we're going to be
the
together.
The kiss. You would expect, like, the passionate kiss and then, like, you know, and go and fade to dark.
It's a little more like the Casablanca ending. Like, this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Oh, I love Casablanca. But yes.
I saw it once and don't remember almost anything about it.
Really?
Except that, like, there were scenes in a bar and some...
Play it again, Rick. Okay.
Play it again.
Oh, I love Casablanca so much. That's one of my favorite movies.
We watched it again before we went to Morocco.
Oh, it takes place.
So-and-so's.
Yeah. I love that movie.
To be fair, I have seen it. I feel like I have to say that, but...
Watch it again.
Have you... Yeah. I mean, does it count if you don't remember it?
I don't know. Just watch it again whenever you have the chance, because it's a great movie. Yeah. I can't recommend it highly enough. Okay. well, people, I wasn't keeping track of the time, so I have no idea what time we started at and what time we finished at.
I thought you said you set an alarm.
I was mentally setting an alarm while watching the thing, and then I forgot. So, welcome back. All right. We have some feedback about the apartment. So do we want to get into that real quick, and then we'll do the farting in your face feedback and regular feedback?
That sounds great.
Okay. We'll start with Mandy. And she said, if it sucks, you owe me $4, Dan. Which, it was cheaper on Amazon Prime. So, Mandy, sorry.
sorry about that.
She said, this might be the first movie I've ever watched that isn't in color, # millennial problems. I didn't even notice that it was in black and white, which then Dan says you won't notice for long. And then Sink Pisser said, because you will turn it off. okay, good times. JP says it's a great movie. Love the spaghetti with the rackets. Oh my god, we didn't talk about how
I know,
that was
I didn't even talk about that. Such a like an awesome like bit of imagery.
That was so sweet. Yeah. Yeah, I liked how they managed to turn, like, the typical Bachelor stuff into, like, being adorable instead of, like, you know, an overdone, like, trope. So, yeah, that was awesome.
Endearing.
Yeah, yeah. Very endearing.
Endearing and actually funny.
Yeah. Scott says, it's an excellent film by one of the greatest filmmakers of all time, and one I've recommended to people a number of time over the years. Good for you, Scott. High five.
Well done.
Yeah. Mandy says, overall, it was good. I can't wait to hear what the broads thought. Well, you just did for maybe 5 to 15 minutes. Not sure.
It's unclear. We weren't like, timing ourselves.
I tried, though. Jessica says, if you want to watch another Jack Lemmon black and white movie, check out Some Like It Hot. So funny. Plus, it was filmed in San Diego. I have seen that. That's the Marilyn Monroe movie, right?
It is. I have not seen it. Did you like it?
Not either.
I saw that around the same time that we were living together, Amanda, so I can't remember it. 11
it
years ago.
It is also on the AFI list that I am making my way through or not making my way through. I have the list.
So okay.
As far as I've got.
Well,
but it's supposed to be very good. It's funny.
Okay, clearly I like Shandy Casablanca remember this movie, so
it's your Casablanca.
It's my Casablanca. I swear to God, though, I
made you watch it. I haven't seen it.
I'm pretty sure I watched it. I know I've seen it. I'm pretty sure it was when we were in Astoria. I remember not hating it. So cool.
I believe there's some cross dressing in it. I believe Jack Lemmon and the other male character, I believe they like dress up like girls.
Cool. Maybe.
But I could be misremembering it or confusing it with another movie. So if I am, I'm sorry.
Cool. JP said that this was absolutely one of the best comedies of all time and the movie that made me realize how hot Marilyn Monroe really was. Jessica said, this was my first Marilyn movie. I've seen a few more, but it's my favorite of hers. Jack Lemmon playing the maracas on his bed was my favorite scene. You can tell he was having a great time in that role. Cool. All
right. Nice.
And then Scott says, well, back to the apartment, because if there's anything Scott Eric is good at, it's bringing us back to the thing we were originally talking about. Another thing to note in recent years is how major an impact it had on the creation of the series Mad Men. Huge influence on Matthew Weiner, et cetera.
Yeah.
Okay. I swear to God, I hadn't seen that comment when I was talking about Mad Men before. But yeah, this is so it reminded me so much of Mad Men, except it was like sex addicts instead of alcoholics.
Well, come now. I think, you know, Don Draper checked all those boxes.
Oh, Don Draper. If there was a box to check, Don Draper checked it, if you know what I mean.
He checked it twice.
Mm-hmm. Flicked it too. Dennis says, Mary Ellen says this is a good movie, and I agree. It's now my favorite Shirley MacLaine movie and my least favorite Fred McMurray movie.
Fred McMurray was the boss.
Let's move on to some farting in your facey back.
Hooray.
Woo!
All right. Mandy says, it is a thing. Cut to me looking up. What is she talking about?
What is it? What's a thing?
Butt chugging.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I will say this was followed on in the Facebook group by a very long discussion with Nick about his fraternity. And I didn't copy paste most of that discussion or really any of that discussion. But yeah, apparently the article that Mandy linked to happened in Tennessee.
Yes, it did.
Oh.
Which would be probably how she saw it. Because, you know, University of Tennessee.
True.
Yeah,
good times. So, yeah, essentially the Tour. It was a drinking game called the Tour de Francia. Yeah, I shouldn't laugh because it's actually very serious. There was blood alcohol poisoning. So not
mostly
funny.
I want to know, like, why did they name it that, though?
Well, clearly it's a playoff of Tour de France, but, like, what's the connection?
But what's the connection? Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, because isn't...
Oh, Franzia. Franzia, like the shit wine?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, clearly that's a wine, even though, let's see, were they butt-chugging wine? Or were they butt-chugging beer?
That seems like a bad idea.
That seems like it'd be more painful, like the acidity of a wine. verse.
Okay. So, essentially, I'm going
all sorts of dark places with this.
The Pi Kappa Alpha charter at University of Tennessee was suspended following an incident in which an undergraduate student was hospitalized for intoxication. Authorities believed it was that the fraternity used an alcohol enema, commonly referred to as butt chugging.
An alcohol enema, also known as alcohol-soaked tampons. Another method, just saying.
Yeah, just saying. Hot beer injection. I'd say we were on it first, but apparently this was a thing 6 years ago.
Gross. Yeah, also shouldn't be laughing, but it's kind of hilarious.
I know, we should not be laughing, because we understand the seriousness of this, but we are trying to be an entertainment / society-based podcast, so there's got to be some laughter in there somewhere, especially when it involves beer up the ass.
Yeah, some laughter in there with the enema.
Campus police officials said that they suspected fraternity members use rubber tubing inserted into their rectums as a conduit for alcohol.
Why so much attention paid to the word choice of that sentence?
I was going to say, as a conduit for the alcohol.
Let me really be as poetic with this sentence as I possibly can.
Somebody went to thesaurus.com, I'm just saying.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, good times. Okay, well, thanks for that, Mandy. That was pretty much the most informative thing that I've learned all week. Butt chugging really is a thing. Dan says, I request you watch this movie called When Harry Met Sally and discuss it on a podcast. No, I'm good. I've seen it a bunch of times. I love it. Carrie Fisher is in it. Rest in peace. Plus, you're the back of the line now. We've watched your movie.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We have to psych ourselves up mentally and emotionally for Handmaid's Tale. And I think physically, because I'm pretty sure from what I've read that none of us are going to want to have sex for a really long time after seeing it. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah, from what I've read.
Is that worth it?
I haven't read anything.
It might not be worth it, but it might be worth it for art. This is art.
Yeah, no, but art that makes you not want to have sex.
Or maybe it'll make you want to have sex to remind yourselves that...
Wow. That you're alive and free.
For now.
For now.
All right, sorry, moving on. Apparently, JP met Billy Crystal a few years ago, and he was such a jerk in person. It was at a meet and greet, so it wasn't like I was interrupting his dinner or catching him at a bad time. Exclamation point. I refuse to support any movie he has done because it's just him acting. Shame, too, because I was a fan. Oh, I'm sorry.
Aww. Well, maybe he was having a bad day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe his cat died or something, and he was just having a hard time.
Yeah,
or those meet and greets, I would imagine, are probably really tough.
Yeah, or maybe his elevator lady refused him in marriage. We just don't know.
We just don't know.
Dennis says, haven't listened to the podcast yet, last week's, but we did watch Hannah Gadsby's Nanette tonight. Very powerful. Can't wait to hear the broads talk about it. Well, what happened when you heard us talk about it, Dennis?
You need a follow-up.
Rose says, just watched Annette. Wow. Amazing. Brilliant. I'm speechless. I have so much that I want to say. Wow. Vicky says, in regards to my sewing ambitions, Frankensteining patterns together is totally a thing. It is also possible to use a piece of clothing that you already have as your pattern, but it's really important that you use the same type of material. For example, if the dress is stretchy, use a similarly stretchy material and so forth. Ooh, thank you. That is actually good to know, because I would not have known that. Thank you.
Yeah, how is it going with the dressmaking?
Well, I'm still finishing the scrapbooking, but I've actually made significant leaps and bounds in the scrapbooking.
Awesome.
Jay is actually on away for work next week in the Bay Area. Shandy, that was when we were going to come visit you, but I have a program next Wednesday, and I couldn't fly out until Wednesday afternoon, and then Jay's coming home Thursday afternoon, so that, you know, ended up. Anyway, but hit him up. Maybe you guys can hang out. If you want to. I mean, I don't care. I'm all for it, because, you know, woo! But... I'm just saying, it wouldn't be awkward on my end.
Okay. Well, now it's going to feel a little awkward on my end.
No problem with two married people hanging out.
Where was I going with that?
You can contact me if he wants. How about that?
Okay, cool. Hey, Jay, Shandy says if you guys want to hang out, you have to make the move. he said he's too nervous.
Oh, it's kind of absurd.
I'm but sorry. I didn't mean to make it as weird as it came out. Oh, good. I was just saying.
I have because... only met the man once in person, so.
Okay.
And I've also only met you once in person, so there we go.
Yeah, but we meet every week. You know what I mean? Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Anyway, it hasn't gone yet, but I do have a Joann's coupon, so that expires this upcoming weekend, so I'm hoping to use it by then. But I've been like mad scrapbooking, yo. So when Jay is in California next week, my plan is to do like, because we're also not recording next week, so I'm going to just do fucking arts and crafts every night, all night.
Nice. Like it.
Every night, all night.
I like it.
It would have been the perfect week to come out.
I know.
Oh, well.
I know.
Another
but
time.
I would have been there with a baby for like 24 hours tops. So.
No, that doesn't sound like.
Yeah, that doesn't like seem like the no. best use of time.
No.
I know. Like if it was a free trip, then maybe. Because I could like, I don't know, read a book by a female author on the plane, but.
Indeed.
Alas, I could have gotten all my forced reading in. it was bad foresight. And it's not a free trip for me. So there we go. Did I mention daycare is more than my mortgage starting next month?
Good Lord.
But it's just
I'll do a broadcast bake sale.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Glatfelter Boys Education.
Yes. And you know something? Yes, because the white Glatfelter Boys Education is very much. A pressing issue in society today, but
well, we'll start small and then we'll branch out. The broadcast school for underprivileged children will be in the works.
Yes,
but we could. We, well, I mean, yes, we could have a.
Be big... following in the footsteps of greats.
Yeah, I want to be like Oprah.
Yes,
I was thinking LeBron.
Yes,
right.
LeBron.
Yeah, I was gonna
never
say...
know if I'm pronouncing it correctly.
It's LeBron. When you said LeBron, I was like, should I correct her?
I'm quiet for a second. It's like, who is that? Oh, wait.
Well, there's something I don't say out loud very often. I clearly don't know how to pronounce correctly.
Do you know what sport he played?
Basketball.
Okay, yay!
Orange ball.
Orange ball?
The ball that bounces more than the other balls.
That's what she said. Okay, I've been trying for like 2 minutes now to make a joke about Shandy's weed beer and the bake sale. Now I've forgotten it.
Oh, sorry. That's I'm okay. sure it was really good.
It wasn't, because I would have...
That's good material, though.
I know. Well, we know we can get some bong water to build it with. No, to bake it with. We'll workshop it. I'll get there.
I like where you're going.
Okay, focusing on Matt's what she said. I'm supposed to get a box on Monday. I would do that as much as possible because it was oddly fun. I'd look at it and be like, I could have sworn when I explicitly said on the thing thumbs down. That was about our Stitch Fix.
Yes, which I got my box on Friday.
And
I kept 3 things and I sent back 2.
Cool.
It's a pretty decent box. Yeah,
my coworker said that she's got this new stylist that's awesome and she has kept everything for the past like 3 months.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
except one thing.
I've had the same stylist the whole time.
Yeah. Well, I guess, I don't know, she switched at some point. And the only, there was one thing. She was like, they keep sending me jeans. And I'm like, it's North Carolina in the summer. I'm not wearing jeans. So, but that's the only thing that she sent back. She said everything else, like, that's been, like, weather appropriate or whatever has been, like, awesome. Because she was wearing that's a Stitch Fix dress today, and that's how it came up.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They kept sending me jeans that didn't have pockets that were big enough to fit my hands, and I fucking hate that shit.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And I gave them feedback a couple of times, like, do not send me any more pants unless I can fit my entire hand into the pocket.
Because you got priorities, girl. And that's to fit your phone in.
Maybe they were underestimating the size of your hand.
No, it's just that women's clothing doesn't have
interesting.
You know, pocket. Yeah, no, notice it. Like, and of course, like, dresses aren't going to always have pockets. Although when they do, they're fucking amazing. They could always have pockets, but they don't. But like pants. Jeans, pants, like you should have pockets. And it's become this thing where women's jeans just like have these tiny little, you can fit like half of your finger in.
Yeah, no. My rule is you got to fit your phone.
Yeah, every jean I've ever owned has full back pockets. And the ones I've got
on No,
it's the ones in the front. Yeah, they're little like half pockets. I know what you mean.
Oh, see, I don't like the front
pockets. I want to put shit in my pockets. I don't like purses. And also, just because I'm a woman doesn't mean that I should. Because I feel like, if you want to talk about conspiracies, these jeans. Sorry, this is totally off topic.
No, go for it. I currently buy my jeans from Costco, and they're $19.99 or $14.99. So
it's pretty.
I'm going to get myself a fucking Costco.
Dude, they're fucking awesome. Next time you come, you should check out the Costco jeans. I love them. Okay, sorry.
No, because here's my conspiracy. I mentioned it before on the podcast. Women's jeans have become super ultra thin. Most of us, our legs rub against each other. So you rub right through those jeans and like,
rubber.
I don't know. Less than a calendar year.
And it doesn't feel good.
So you have to keep buying jeans. They're just as expensive as the men's, or probably more. Who knows?
Right.
So you have to keep buying jeans more often, which feeds into the stereotype that women buy clothes. But no, it's just like a necessity. But you're also spending more than a man would spend on clothes because you have to, because your jeans are pieces of shit. Meanwhile, your pockets are so damn small now that you can't really fit anything of substance in there. So you have to carry a purse, which necessitates the purchase of said purse. It makes me rage.
No, that's fair. Well, and I wonder, because most women's jeans, they put more like, they combine it with more stretchy material because the stretch is supposed to be more flattering or whatever. But I bet you that probably thins out the material.
Yeah. It's just next time you're like just looking in your, you know, like in your drawers, just like feel a pair of your jeans and a pair of Daniel's.
And by drawers, she means like closet drawers, not like underwear drawers.
I'm sorry, what?
True. Closet drawers, not your drawers. Not your old timey.
Okay, I say drawers, buddy.
Oh, I understand now. I'm like, what? Like, what are you talking about? My closet doesn't have drawers.
This show takes place in the 60s, okay?
Exactly.
I was confused. But no, Shandy, you're absolutely right.
Sorry, and my rant is over.
Okay.
And my watch has ended. Keep going.
Speaking of over, Mass, as she said, as long as it's not over the phone, give it to me. The key is wrapping it around before you finish. Look how much fun you can have with yourself. That should be the episode title.
That was Amanda.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember saying that. Fun.
Yeah, that is fun. I'm going to propose episode title, How Much Fun You Can Have With Yourself.
I love it. Okay.
Everyone else was crazy pumping, fist pumping, and breast pumping.
Oh, right.
Both are great. Now, I have absolutely no idea when that, what that was about.
But probably breast pumping.
Probably. And then she like hooked it up to this machine that was pulsating.
Ooh. Probably still talking about the breast pump.
Probably.
Oh, no, that was the acupuncture.
Oh, yeah.
This is a fun game.
This is a fun game.
I remember what we talked about.
That was 2 minutes. That was fast.
They're really more like, that's what she said, question mark.
I like it better when it's done by a professional, because then it's done well. I mean, I agree.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's just a factual statement.
Mm-hmm. I wanted both. I am thorough. Do it for me. And we could do it together.
Look how much fun you can have by yourself. Or together.
Or together.
All right, let's get into some of the butter shemales. We have one from Joanne, we have one from JP, and we have one from Anonymous Dater. We don't have an Andy tonight, do we?
We do not.
Oh my goodness.
I know. I kept checking the email, like, as we were getting closer and closer to record time, but he didn't slip it in there.
Maybe he's on a date.
That's what she said. All right, our first email is from Joanne. Joanne the Generous. What did they decide that she was, Amanda? Joanne with a plan.
Joanne with a plan. Joanne the Generous sounds nice, too, but Joanne with the plan is, like, snappy.
Word.
Anyway, Joanne says to the broadcasters three and the occasional four and five. So many things to write about from two episodes ago. I'm continuously at least one behind.
That's what she said.
First, a big thanks to all the new patrons. Someone claimed I was being generous in my push to get more patrons, but in reality, I'm selfish. I so enjoy all the podcasts on the Jay and Jack Network, and the best way to make sure my dog walks are full of entertaining discussion is for everyone to contribute. Truth. While we did not meet my numeric goal, I felt the spirit was there, and we did get a number of new patrons on board. So I will add my name to the illustrious group of a special thank you, folks. But it was close. I changed my patron level, and then I hear the awful word astrology.
Oh, my God.
And had to wonder if I made a mistake.
F you in the face!
Hold on. She continues. I can sort of put up with the universe as I understand there is a human need to find meaning, and the universe is broad enough to fit all types of ideas.
Yes, it is. You're breaking my heart.
But I will have to skip over and hopefully forget that astrology ever got discussed.
It didn't.
Sorry. There is pseudoscience, which means false, untrue science, and junk science, which means it is junk. And then there is total untruth geekery. Astrology fits all three and should not be perpetrated in any way. For those listening that do not know, I studied astronomy and physics, and I work for NASA. So astrology talk is particularly grating to me.
Okay, well, A, we did not read that because I ended up reading it and it was stupid, so I didn't share it. And B, I don't know, there is no B, whatever. Let's just keep
going. I would say B, Joanne, I don't buy into astrology in the slightest.
Okay, I didn't say I bought into it, I just thought it would be a good article to read because the universe. Yeah,
sometimes it can be fun, like sometimes the astrology in like some like fun sort of like independent newspapers will just be sort of like super wacky and funny. And I do enjoy reading those, but it doesn't mean that I'm like buying in.
Right. I don't believe it, but I do enjoy the guilty pleasure of it.
Yes.
They're fun to read if you like what they are saying. Not that
which,
I put in.
Which, to be fair, they're always written in such a way that you will like what they're saying.
Well, I would argue because my mom sends me my horoscope several times a week. And I will argue that they're like fortune cookies. They're better if you read them with in bed at the end. And you can apply them to pretty much anything.
Legit.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, continuing on this email.
We continue. The email is not yet done. Okay. Rant off. Back to the universe. So I wrote in about Nanette and then listened to the broadcast in which you all agreed to watch Nanette and discuss. Wow. I did not realize I was so influential that even before I sent you my request that you do so, that you were planning on watching and discussing it. The universe, question mark? No, just the fact that the show just came out.
No, it was the universe.
About it. I learned about it from the Washington Post, others from talk shows, and most from word of mouth. And it is one amazing show. I can't wait to hear your discussion. Well, I hope our discussion lives up to the expectation.
You know, we need a t-shirt that says hashtag team universe, hashtag team science.
Oh,
hashtag team book.
Or mugs. Like, you know, one side of the mug says hashtag team universe. The other side says hashtag team science.
And it depends on if you're being a lefty or a righty that day. Oh. Which one's going to show. I really like this. I also, as like a general philosophy for life.
Yeah.
I think like screw all the either ors and just do the ands usually.
Yeah.
It's great.
All right, let's do it. Make it happen, Captain. No, that'd be me.
Okay.
I'll make it happen. Yep.
Oh, wait. I have that power.
Dennis. Dennis. If you hear me. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So the email still continues to more earthly topics. Hate to brag, but I get to commute to work through a nearby wildlife center, so it is not unheard of to have a bald eagle flying around.
Okay.
Wow. And at my local golf course, I have seen an occasional bald eagle, hawk, loons, foxes, deer, wild turkeys, and lots of turtles. But admittedly, no big bald rams. Well, you know, no one's commute is perfect. And lastly, a personal note slash follow-up. My now four-month-old granddaughter,
Quinn, is fantastic,
and I get to see her and be a babysitter next week. And in December, I will be a grandmother plus, as my son and his wife will be having their first child, recently revealed to be a boy.
Boys are the best.
I know. Congrats. Thanks again for all the patrons and even more so to the broadcasters and all of the Jay and Jack crew. Joanne.
No, thank you, Joanne. Seriously. Yes. Other than your really stupid universe theories.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, I feel like, as a Montanan, I feel like I have to one-up this animal stuff, but...
Uh-oh.
I also don't. I mean, I don't know. Can you? Well, yeah, I can. I've seen a moose, like, very close up and in person, and I've also seen black bears and grizzly bears.
That's pretty cool. I have seen none of those things. No, that's... I have seen a grizzly bear at the Bronx Zoo.
Yeah. No, it's gotta be in the wild, but...
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have another email from JP. Something to dangle in your face.
Okay, so JP writes in, hello, Matt, Amanda, Colleen, and Shandy. I heard you call me out last week, so I came up with new questions I thought would be fun to answer and discuss amongst you, my favorite ladies. Also, with regards to last week's conversation about Shandy's package inspection, if there was an equivalent male garment we can wear, which gives women a decent view of what we were sporting, would you want to see it? I don't mean Speedos. I know it's unbelievable, but I really am someone who looks a woman in the eyes as I get to know them and assume the same from women I speak to. I, for one, would be curious if situations, though, were reversed and the woman I'm speaking with could tell I wasn't too shabby or shaggy down there. If it would lead to more dates, LOL. As always, lots of love. Thank you all for thank you for all you do and give us. I'm proud to be a supporting patron, JP. Aww.
Aww.
Okay, so his questions are, although do we want to answer the package inspection first?
Sure.
Sure.
I was sort of joking when I said that, but sort of not. You decide. I think regardless, you should look somebody in the eye when you're talking to them. But like, even if you do look somebody in the eye, you can't help but see this person's entire silhouette when you're not like, when they're not in your face, you know? Mm-hmm. I just think it'd be interesting if it was the same for men, but also not completely serious.
Yeah.
But maybe just a little bit. Oh.
All right. So JP gives us three questions.
Okay. So number one, if you worked for Lipton, do you think they would allow coffee breaks?
I would hope so.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Number two, on someone over the age of 30, what is your opinion of them using footy pajamas?
Fucking all the way. Do it.
Wish I had a pair.
I know. It's like, especially over 30, you kind of need your footy pajamas.
Yeah. And you know, it's something, cold. JP, if this is like a sexual question, they're zippers, so it's easy.
That's true. Okay, and number three, what is the dumbest pet peeve you have which you really wish you could just get over?
I really hate it, and like, this is such a hyper New York thing, and I think I'm justified in hating it, but I hate it when people are just inefficient in public spaces.
What do you
mean? You know, like, you know, you swipe in at like the turnstile to go into the subway, and like you're standing right at a turnstile And that's when you go into your wallet to pull out your Metro card, blocking anyone else who is prepared. Or you're going down the stairs after having just swiped in and you stop in the middle of the stair to put said Metro card away in your wallet instead of just going, finishing the journey down the stairs. Or just like people walking slow and taking up the whole sidewalk.
Oh,
like,
that makes me rage.
There's just enough of a gap between the two of them that like you can't get through them or around them.
Yeah.
So it's that kind of stuff. But I think I'm justified in being annoyed by those things.
Yeah.
I think you're justified in that too. And as a frequent pedestrian and also frequent runner, that sidewalk shit drives me crazy. And when like there's this trail that I usually run on, it's a recreation trail. Lots of people are there because it's by the ocean. It's really beautiful. There are actual lanes like painted on the trail. So don't walk 5 abreast because you're in the wrong lane. Right? And also, I can't go around you.
And then it's like, I feel like the a-hole. And I'm like, excuse me.
Yeah. Oh, I don't feel like an a-hole though. Like I will excuse me the shit out of that and just keep on going. Like I kind of get like pedestrian road rage or like,
I try not to, but I can't help it. I feel bad and I shouldn't feel bad.
No. Yeah. Like when I cross the streets, when I'm walking, it's like, I'm daring you. Like, oh yeah. Don't like you see me. I'm at the place where pedestrians are allowed to cross.
Yeah.
And I legally have the right of way and I dare you to not stop.
Yeah. Yeah, I dare you to kill me because
I like the joke
both of us are going to lose, but like, I dare you because I'm going to lose more
insurance money.
Yeah. I see you and you see me and like, I'm on foot and you're in a fucking car. Like you can stop.
Yeah.
And you're in town anyway, in a small town. So slow the fuck down. Like you're not in a hurry. It's okay. People are walking around you. Yeah. But yeah, I also feel justified.
Honestly, like, all of my pet peeves are going to make me sound like an asshole. Like, there are things like, so my mom actually is like, and I'll give you this, mom, even though this is one of my pet peeves, is I hate saying that you're right. I don't like when people tell me, like, something that is right that, no, I haven't come to the conclusion yet myself. Like, that is my pet peeve. So when I was pregnant with Zach, I can't tell you how many people were like, oh, you're never going to sleep again. So get all your sleep now. And I was like so annoyed. I was like, I don't care. Like, that, just shut up, okay? And then, you know, now somebody's like, I'm pregnant. And I'm like, you're never going to sleep again. And I'm like, fuck, I hate it when people tell me that. So I don't like when people like insist things upon me without me coming to the realization myself, which just, you know, makes me an asshole. So
I agree. I feel that same way when like people say things that like, yeah, like they're just trying to be like helpful or, engage you in conversation. And it's sort of like,
exactly.
You don't know me.
Right. Totally. And since, you know, all of my therapy days, I have been trying to be really good about not being so attitude-y about that.
Well, there are other dynamics, I'm sure, at play, like with people that you've known for a long time and whatever brings you back to your childhood, whatnot. But I get like,
which is, cut to Zach 20 years from now. I didn't want to poop on the potty.
Do you know how many times a day I have to poop?
At least 2, if not 3.
It's a lot.
I will say that I don't know if it's maybe similar, but definitely a little bit different. I don't like when people don't take into account what I know. Sometimes it's like, well, how would they know? But sometimes it's like,
yeah.
Are you really sort of like mansplaining this or whatever, explaining this to me? Like, you know that I know this. Like, I might.
Well, how do they know that you know that we know?
You do about it.
Right. It's like, well, maybe we should all just start at a place of not underestimating the person we're talking to's intelligence.
But also,
like, instead of going there first.
Totally. It also, though, it could be compounded by like potential hypersensitivity on my part. Like,
yeah, I think that's my problem too.
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
Possible that sometimes I might take it because again, like sometimes, yeah. But sometimes it's like, well, I mean, how would they have known that I knew that? Or how would they have known that I've already had that experience and, like, understand that, you know? Maybe they wouldn't. I don't know. But maybe they would. And just don't do that. I don't know that we're answering this question, though, because there's nothing that we want to get over.
Yeah. It kind of seems like we're like, here are demons, and we're just going to talk about them.
I'm trying to think if there's any, like, really, like, innocuous, like, silly ones.
Can I get back to you, JP?
Yeah.
All right, well, you know, maybe we're not answering this question correctly, but you guys can answer this question correctly. Pet peeves, give it to us. That's what she said, Matt. Yes, we know. Barcasters3@gmail.com or 331-276-2373. Dez, I know you've got to let pet peeves. All right. Okay, so that is it for tonight. If you guys have anything that you would like to, questions, comments, and or feedback, we would love to hear from you. Give us an email, broadcasters3@gmail.com. You can give us a call at 331-276-2373. We, again, would love to hear from you. We will probably not be recording next week, but we'll be back in 2 weeks, and we will be ready to talk about, like, depressing things, like torture porn that we hear that Handmaid's Tale is, because we do have some feedback about that. So we are going to watch that. I'm trying to think. Thank you to our patrons who, you know, are super awesome for making this possible for us. Especially thank you to Tech from Tohu, Eckhart Rickner, Molly the Millennial, Maggie the Magnificent, Ed the Skidmark Detective, and Joanne with a Plan. Thank you guys so much. If you'd like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/jandjack. Fartgate is coming to an end. We were planning on ending it this week, but we got a tip from a whistleblower, and you'll have to hear what that is. So we are going to end it next week. We just had a Patron's Choice show that was bad summer vacation stuff. It was me and Nick and Matt and Jack and Jay, and then we had a patrons hangout, which Amanda was on, and we talked about movies. They talked about movies and movies and movies. It was pretty good, actually. Some of the movies that we talked about, I actually now plan on seeing, so it was a very great episode. We also talked about how Paul Rudd hasn't aged, and I looked at my time hop today, and 3 years ago, I apparently posted on Jay's Facebook wall, "Why hasn't Paul Rudd aged?" So this is a thing that has been ongoing. Conspiracy?
Ongoing investigation.
Yeah. Conspiracy? I don't know. Fartgate season 2? I don't know.
Maybe.
So we've got that going on. If you want to shop through the Amazon affiliates link, that'd be awesome. JaneJack.com/Amazon. If you could set that at your homepage, we would really appreciate that. And if you want to check out merchandise, which I've got to make this whole like thing that we've talked about, you know, happen, because I feel like that could be really fun. So that's janejack.com/store. All right. Please consider backing Betty Got Back. Betty Got Back. Betty Bites Back.
Or, you know, Betty Got Back. I'm sure that's a cool thing, too. It's not the thing we're talking about.
Yeah. I'm going to also throw, this is the third episode title that I'm going to throw in the ring, Betty Got Back.
Bury the lead on that one.
Yeah, sometimes it's the, you know, in the dead of the summer, it's the ones that are really funny. Amanda, have a great vacation next week. Shandy, let's have an air high five for just being at home and doing things like scrapbooking all week.
Hey, that's what I did while you guys were off having a grand time.
Yep.
Next year, I promise, we can all sync our vacation schedule.
Nah.
It'll be just like our periods.
Just like, yeah, I was
we'll
just going to
our
say
vacation that. Cycle.
Times. All right. Well, on that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shani.
Peace out.
See you later.
Bye.
Oh, good times.